This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. One of the biggest lights and brightest sounds to emerge from the Boston music scene 40 years ago was Jonathan Edwards. Tomorrow night, Edwards is back in town to perform at the Burren in Somerville, not too far from where he wrote the song that put him on the charts.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing.
We invited Edwards to our studio to talk about his music and the extraordinary circle his life has taken.
So that's who this guy is.
He shakes out every last note. Jonathan Edwards, that's who this guy is. And anybody who was listening to the radio around 1971 knows that that was a huge hit at the time. Jonathan Edwards, thank you so much for coming in to speak to us.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa.
So how has that defined you?
Well, it's always nice to come out of the box with a hit on,
yeah,
on the radio.
Sure. And it was a huge hit.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, you got a gold record for that, right?
Yeah, gold record, and I loved that whole experience, but I was trying to keep it at arm's length of having a hit on the radio because all my friends, you know, were still struggling and still starving, and I suddenly got plucked out of this nest here in Brighton, actually, and I felt very palpably that people were changing around me, their attitudes towards me.
How so?
Well, I don't know, just, oh, look, here comes the star, you know, watch out, hey, it's a big star, make room, big star.
So this gets to a deeply personal story of yours, and I wonder if you can talk about your mom, your mom's, and your daughter and your daughter's.
Uh-huh, sure. Yeah. I was adopted at the age of 9 months by a lovely couple who did the best they could, but I always wondered about my birth people, my mother and father, and if I had any siblings. I felt like I did. Certain things stuck out to me as a child that I felt an affinity for, such as music, farming, gardening, all these things that my adoptive parents had nothing to do with. And when I was 40, I was successful in my attempt to find my actual birth mother. She told me about all I had three sisters and a brother, all halves. And they jumped in a car. They were in Minnesota. I was in Virginia. They jumped in a car, my mother and three sisters, and drove out to Virginia to meet me. And
what was that like?
No, it was just unbelievably incredible. I was just moved into a new house, and there was no furniture. So we sat all around on the floor, leaned against the wall, and just sat in a circle, and each of us told our life story.
What did you learn from her?
I ask her all the time, you know, tell me about your life then, you know, and she's trying to forget it, of course, because it wasn't easy. It was difficult. It was hugely traumatic for her to, of course, to give up a child. I always kid, I don't know if I could keep a goldfish for 9 months and give it up, never mind a child. And then I found my father's children as well, and it's been an epiphany of the highest degree.
And they probably knew your music.
Yeah, my sisters on my mother's side had a singing group, and they did Sunshine sometimes in their shows.
You're kidding.
Not knowing
that you were the Sunshine Man.
No.
And their brother.
No.
So fast forward.
Yes. In college, my girlfriend and I became pregnant, and we had no idea what to do with a child, and we offered our daughter up for adoption. And when she was 22, her name is Brenda, and when she was 22, she decided she would look us up. We always kept our names in her file if she ever wanted to. And sure enough, she decided, hey, I'm 22 years old. Let's see what's going on. And she looked us up, and she's been in our lives so beautifully ever since.
And you have another daughter as well.
Yes, my daughter from my first marriage, Grace.
So do you feel resolved now? Like, is it still this hole in your stomach?
No, I feel very lucky to be a part of both my mother's life and she a part of mine now and my daughter's life as well. I mean, the circle has been unbroken. It's whole again now.
What's your birth mom say?
She, of course, loves me and is crazy about me and so happy that we're reunited. And this song, Tomorrow's Child, is the title song of my new album. I think about her when I sing this song because it's the last line is we all become children in the end, and she's getting on in years, and I'm seeing signs of that, and it's really really touching and you know, heartbreaking is at the same time.
Jonathan Edwards, thank you.
Thank you.
Days pass, like a moving river, always faster than you think.
Jonathan Edwards' new CD is called Tomorrow's Child. He performs tomorrow night at the Boren in Davis Square, Somerville.
If you try and stop time, you will sink. And I only have you for a little while. I run my fingers through your hair and you smile. I may not be there when you get to where you're going. I plant the seed but may not see the tree done growing. Still, as long as there's a blue yonder, and the yonder is forever wild, I will always have faith in tomorrow's child.